the designer doesn't always get to go to events. You know, sometimes they're kept at the, you know, they're kept at their machine, their workstation. They don't necessarily get an opportunity to get out. And so when we started talking about Altium Live and Apex, it seemed to be a perfect synergy for the organization.
Hi everyone, it's Judy Warner. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. We have sensational guests for you as usual, but I'm a little biased. But this week we have two executives, one from Altium, one from IPC. We're going to talk about Altium Live and IPC Expo and how both events are going to be co-located in late January, why we're doing it, why it's valuable to you, and what you can expect. So lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media. Hi, Ted. Hello, Dave Bergman. It's so good to see you both. I'm excited to have this conversation about Altium Live and IPC Apex and how we're teaming up to sort of co-locate our conferences at the end of January. So, Ted, why don't you take a quick minute to introduce yourself, talk about your role, and then I'll pass it over to David Bergman.
Sure, no problem. So, first of all, thanks for having us, Judy. I think, you know, Dave and I are both pretty excited for what we're going to talk about today and how that's going to play out. My name is Ted Poella, and I'm Altium's Chief Ecosystem Officer. And really what that means is I have a couple of responsibilities. One is kind of growing our cloud business unit that's related to Altium 365 that our users would know, but it also has an element that is targeted towards partners and bringing partners onto that cloud platform, and that's called Nexar. The other half of my role is really working with potential partners to bring them onto that platform for the benefit of our users, really. That's me.
David, how about you?
So morning, Judy. Morning, Ted. So my name's Dave Bergman. I am Vice President of Standards and Technology for IPC, responsible for all of our standards activities globally, as well as our Apex trade show validation services. Wear many hats in the organization, and I guess I'm the historian, been at IPC over 40 years.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch your rise. I know that your dad sort of preceded you, but you've always been very intimately involved in IPC, and it's fun to have watched sort of the passing of that baton and how IPC continues to grow. Okay, gentlemen, well, we're talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart as somebody who helps sort of drive the strategy and the content for Altium Live now in our fifth year, I guess. And Ted really kicked that off, and we've been sort of in this boat together, and it's been a really fun journey to watch how engaged our design engineers. But Ted, you know, you and I, you know, I kind of roll up under you now as we drive our cloud business. And so I sort of stand between our users' value as well as helping us put together this connected ecosystem, right? So it has bidirectional value up and down the supply chain and the stakeholders in the process. So Ted, what do you think about this collaboration? I've been talking to you both a lot in the background, sort of putting this together, but I think it'd be really useful to our listeners to say, why is Altium Live and IPC co-locating and sort of joining in this way, and what's the value you see to that? And then Dave, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Yeah, I mean, for me, there's sort of two aspects of that. One is sort of very strategic and related to Altium's overall vision, which is this idea of uniting the kind of stakeholders and people who are involved in PCB design, PCB manufacturing, so fabrication and manufacturing, and also the supply chain. And I think, you know, IPC plays a, you know, a critical role with all three of those stakeholder communities. And you know, in many ways, they've got more. They've done more in those manufacturing and supply chain domains than Altium has historically done, and we're making efforts in that direction. But this is a perfect example of how a partnership can help us to accelerate that. And it's, again, I mean, I would emphasize it's not for our benefit so much as it is for the benefit of our customers and our users and our respective communities. So, you know, I think that's one key aspect of it. And the other aspect that I think about a lot is that, you know, IPC is incredibly relevant to our design community, developing standards and helping to take the technology mainstream and providing kind of an educational foundation for people like our users, the users of other CAD softwares, so that they can advance in their career. IPC, you know, obviously plays a leadership role in that. And so we couldn't be actually more excited. There's not a better organization for us to work with. And I think, you know, for us, this is really a groundbreaking kind of opportunity to, you know, realize that vision, to begin to realize that vision. And again, I mean, benefit our users through that collaboration.
Which is a really good place to tee you up, David. So standards are something, you know, you have had oversight from an executive position, and I think that we can see the natural cohesion there. When IPC thinks about the benefits to sort of your ecosystem and sort of the bridge between the design community and the other parts of the supply chain as stakeholders, what do you see as valuable to, you know, this sort of melding of communities and ecosystems?
So Judy, we have as an organization been interested in supporting design since IPC was formed. In fact, the first book that IPC ever wrote in like 1958-59 was Designing Printed Circuits, specifically to try and help the printed circuit board industry grow and serve their customers more effectively. And so you mentioned my father. Design was a major part of his drive and his career within the organization. So design has been a key piece of things that IPC wants to address. We have many standards, both in your rigid printed boards, into flex, into high speed, high frequency. And so the standards trying to get consensus on what is important from the standard standpoint flows through our standards committee, which is really at IPC core. Where we have had challenges, the designer doesn't always get to go to events. You know, sometimes they're kept at their machine, their workstation. They don't necessarily get an opportunity to get out. And so we looked at this from a standpoint, how can we find ways of reaching out to the designers, bringing them in, exposing them to the standards, to the education, the offerings. And so when we started talking about Altium Live and Apex, it seemed to be a perfect synergy for the organization. You bring some additional designers in, they can participate in the show, maybe see a standards meeting, get exposed some additional education in addition to the education that comes with Altium Live. So we thought it was a great opportunity to work together on this co-location.
So let's talk some of the practical stuff. So again, we're co-locating, we're separate but synergistic events serving one another's community. Dave, what you were just saying about designers don't get to leave the building and they're stuck in front of the machines. From my tenure in the industry, I absolutely see that as a truism, and it's frustrating. And more today than ever, We've had, you know, designers raise their hand and say, how many of you have been inside of a board shop or an EMS? And we're talking 5%. And we think like you think, if they understand standards and how things are made, it's going to make them better designers. And so let's talk dates here for a minute. So it's January. Well, Dave, tell us about the days of Apex. Ted, let's talk about the dates for All Team Live. And I'd also like you both to touch on the theme for each event. Dave, we'll start with you.
Okay. So the show itself, it's in San Diego. And the show itself opens on the 25th and goes through the 27th. We do have some educational workshops on the front end prior to the show opening that gives people an opportunity to help sharpen the saw. But the show itself is 25, 26, and 27.
Okay. And your theme?
Our theme is digital transcendence. We have been focusing, we started in 2021. We are doing more standardization work as well as association work in trying to facilitate factory automation for the factory of the future efforts. Standards on digital twin, the CFX standard, the 2581 standard, trying to help industry communicate more effectively in the factory and hopefully that gains efficiency as well as yield improvement. So this digital transcendence is a recognition that the industry needs to be focusing on their data needs for future for their success.
So, Ted, I know you can easily dive into that topic. Can you talk about the theme for All Team Live and also how the theme of Apex also aligns with your role and the theme of All Team Live this year?
Sure. Yeah. So, first of all Team Live this year will run January 26th through 28th. And as you suggested, it will be co-located with IPC Apex. And we will have some opportunities for, you know, for interaction between the groups of people who come to those. And that's part of what we really intend to achieve through this. And in fact, that's exactly kind of precisely related to our theme. Our theme is connect. And I think that these themes, it's sort of two different ways of saying the same thing in many ways, because we are of the opinion that our industry operates very much still in an analog manner. And you know, what I see when I think about connect is to make a sort of a digital stream of information continuous from end to end through supply chain, manufacturing, design, and any other stakeholders who are involved, anybody who's involved in bringing a concept to life for an electronic based product. And so I think, you know, this theme of connect and digital transformation or digital transcendence, these are, you know, again, it's sort of very much, if not exactly the same thing, they're extremely well aligned and well related. And that literally is kind of my job and your job, Judy, right, to build a connected ecosystem of customers and users of our software, of partners, and of the people that they rely upon to bring products to market. So, you know, this, again, I think it's just a great opportunity for us to not only be talking about the need to connect these things together and for them to become more digitally transcendent, but it's an opportunity for us to actually make that happen by virtue of bringing our communities together and the brain power that exists in both organizations as well.
Well, yeah, I think there needs to be, you know, first of all, to our listeners, I'm going to put lots of links below where you can register for IPC Apex, for All Team Live. We just have sort of a save the date up, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a website up. But I'm going to put links below. So if you're wondering how to learn more, it's all going to be in the show notes. On a personal note, we've had these conversations before, is for me personally, it's a thrill. It's a thrill to be part of this conversation, and it feels pretty providential from a personal level because I used to be the analog connector between those two, between a designer and a factory, say, and I have all the bruises to prove for it. And I love the idea of making that a less painful, less analog, more seamless and experience. And it's exciting to see particularly younger electrical engineers and design engineers eager to tap into the knowledge base, say, of IPC and their standards and do all this just better, more efficiently, because these are people who are changing, you know, the face of our world. So just a little note in there. I like not being the physical bridge. It's a messy place to be, and I'm glad to be part of the conversation, which helps solve some of these problems. Let's talk about the intersection points between the two conferences. So we will have APEX 25th, 26th, 27th. And so on the 26th, we're doing kind of a soft kickoff day of Altium Live. There's going to be, say, a three-hour course that I'm working on right now that connects. It'll be available for the IPC attendees, but also to the Altium Live attendees. And there'll be some cross-pollinization. But Ted, there's another interesting area, which I think is about education. And can you talk a little bit about sort of how we're connecting with IPC's education and what they're trying to achieve there to sort of pull up the next gen engineers and, you know, what you're working on right now in the background?
Yeah. I think one of the, part of Altium Live and Altium just more generally has, you know, a part of what we've always done is to train our users on our software. And obviously that's an important thing for people to improve their skills. But one of the things that we noted is that that's really important to use the tools, but it's also important to have an understanding that goes beyond the tools. It's kind of like to the fundamentals of PCB design. And that's not been an area where we've focused, but clearly it is an area where IPC focuses. And beyond that, I think there's also this idea that, you know, we have the opportunity to help our end users advance in their careers through education and kind of improving their skill sets. And a lot of times what makes them most marketable is when there's some sort of validation of that education, like a certification. And I think that's one of the things that IPC does and does really well is that they are also a certification organization for people to be able to, again, substantiate that they have the skills that they claim that they have. And so that companies, as they hire them, know that they're getting the talent who's ready to get onto the job and be productive right away and is going to be able to contribute, you know, quickly. So what we're working on with jointly with IPC is to kind of put our capabilities together so that people can learn both all of the fundamentals and kind of like first principles of PCB design, but at the same time, learn how to apply them through tools like Altium Designer and Nexus and the things that we offer. So it kind of gives them not just, again, a theoretical background, but very much an applied application of that through the tools that they work with all the time. So I think that's one of the things that you and Dave and I have been talking about and that we're excited about. And it's kind of very foundational for our partnership.
So Dave, can you touch briefly on sort of IPC's strategy around IPC Education Foundation? And then I want to ask you a little bit more about the certification, because I think that's an important point.
Yeah, so we started the foundation to try and do outreach for both high school and then early college participation, recognizing that if we're going to impact and have an employee base for future, we need to be reaching back earlier in the education process. And so the creation of the Educational Foundation gives an opportunity to develop programming, to get messaging out, to be able to get hands-on with students. We've had multiple STEM-related events at APEX for the last 4 or 5 years. We are planning, as part of this year's APEX, to have a STEM event. I don't have the details on that yet, but I know that that our staff members are working very diligently to pull together a group of engaged students. And so the foundation, the Educational Foundation, again, is looking to future activities. We have had for many years a certification program that addressed existing designers, 5 years, 15 years, where you're really trying to give them a recognition, give the designer a recognition of the body of knowledge that they're aware of. But we recognize that we weren't working, we didn't have all the tools to try and create new designers. And so wanted to put more energy into that, both through foundation as well as some fundamental courses, which we've brought live instructor-led courses to try and grow the next gen of designers.
So I assume you're talking about the CID, which has sort of become a really important thing if someone can put on their CV or LinkedIn profile that they have CID or CID plus. And one thing I've personally appreciated about that I think is really practical is it's not just here's how to create interconnects. It's like here's how when you design, there's downstream implications at your manufacturer. So there's a lot of content that is around manufacturing, which again, I think is sort of being sort of manifested in us collaborating in a live event is we're saying, let's get you all connected here because you're sort of, you know, narrowly focused out of necessity, you're missing some important pieces. And how do we provide that in a digital way? And an in-person way. I know a lot of this is wet cement. So for our listeners, forgive us if we're not being specific here. I wanted just to give you a high-level view today to hear directly from the executives of each organization and myself as I'm running on a treadmill back here, you know, trying to hit all the marks. But so CID may or may not, that's something you're working on in the background, be offered sometime during... So that is going to be available. Where are the other points, David, of sort of intersection that you see will be sort of compelling for design engineers or where we sort of cross-pollinate? What things are you sort of looking forward to from a high level?
So a couple things. The individual committee meetings for the standards themselves won't be laid out until end of this month. We have our SummerCom meeting where we kind of work on the next event schedule. So that will firm up in September. There will be all of our standards meetings. We have flex design, high speed, high frequency, rigid board design activities going on, looking at design that can impact the micro via reliability. So there's many standards discussions that will take place at the event that a designer could sit in on and listen into, you know, various subject matter experts that are participating. But the show floor itself, I think, would be an experience for Altium Live participants. We are planning to do some things on design for manufacturability that that designers could sit in and listen to. We are planning to have a design competition where we will ask some designers to do some work and be evaluate have their design evaluated by their peers. So that is something that we're actively working on to have a little bit of fun on that. Haven't done that at Apex before. We've done various competitions. This would be a design competition for the first time. So we have a group of subject matter experts participating in that. So I would have encouraged the first-time attendee. So if it's a long-time Altium Live attendee coming to Apex for the first time, come the day early, come sit in the workshop, get on the show floor a little bit, and see some of the tools that are being used in the manufacturing of the products that you're designing. I think that's important.
Well, to my earlier point of so few people responding to having been in a factory, that the Apex show floor is amazing and overwhelming, and you have all the top equipment EMS. If you want to see how pick and place is run, you want to see how things are made, your mind will really start spinning about, wow, I didn't know it was done this way. This will help me. And I also want to encourage our community, if you want to drive your career forward faster than ever, join a committee. And it doesn't mean you need to be the expert. I think that's a misunderstanding. You can sit, contribute, learn, and over time, you will become a valued contributor, but it will make you think deeply. It will connect you to a community, which Ted and I are, Altium Live Connect. We want to connect you. Not only to our community ecosystem, but all the amazing resources. So I'm really excited about that day or 2 days, and I want to encourage our Altium community ecosystem to just plug in. You will be surprised how much you will learn, and don't think you have to be the smartest person in the room. I think that's something that isn't understood. So, Ted, kind of same question to you. Where do you see, how this will be a value to Apex attendees? Where are the touch points that we are hoping to provide insight opportunities, things like that, that may be interesting to design engineers, EMS companies, manufacturers? Tell us about that, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about the tracks. That we're going to offer.
Right. So, I guess that, I'll apologize for being at a kind of like a high level answer on this, but, fundamentally, the thing that I think, whether, it's IPC and kind of evaluating the attendees, not evaluating, but kind of thinking about the nature of the attendees at Apex and also the difficulties that they have, and that the ones that they talk about and bring forward, and the same thing, like if Altium Live attendees, we hear quite a bit from them about where their difficulties lie, and the reality is that this kind of this connection between the people who have to make boards and the people who design boards, there's a real communication gap there, and it's not because of any sort of ill intent. It's because, in many ways, they have somewhat different vocabularies. It's almost like, people within a country who have two very different dialects. They use the same language, the same alphabet, and all those things, but they speak with a very different dialect. And I think this is absolutely the case between the manufacturing community and the design community. So first and foremost, I think just getting those two sets of stakeholders into the same rooms, even if that's passing in the hallways and having having food together or having a drink together, gives them an opportunity to understand each other's perspective more and to understand the nature of the problems that they inadvertently kind of pass along to each other. So I think just that opportunity of kind of being in the same place and being able to communicate in a very it's sort of a non-stressful, no pressure way, right? When you have a job,
Right.
you got a board and you're sending it to your manufacturer, that's not the time to, obviously you want to, that's not the time that you're thinking about how do I you know, improve this. You're thinking about getting that board as quickly as you can and reliably as you can, and the manufacturer inversely is thinking the same thing. This isn't the time to think about how do we improve things overall. This is the time to just get things done, right? So I think that's, for me, the very first thing is that is a tremendous opportunity for us to do that. And then, you know, inside of Altium Live, as far as tracks go, you know, this year is kind of the first year that we're really kind of expanding the scope of those tracks. And putting, up till now, it's been all about the designer. It's been all about what they do inside the tools. And the idea this year is that, you know, this is the moment where we make it relevant for people who do manufacturing. So actually, you know, part of the benefit of co-location is, just as David said, having, you know, design people come and sit in the manufacturing sessions to learn that, you know, we're really going to be encouraging the people that go to APACS from the manufacturing side to likewise come into some of our sessions. But further, you know, we're going to architect those sessions in such a way that it is valuable to them. It will actually be targeted to them, sort of like from the highest level. So, and that's, you know, kind of the I don't know, I guess the big shift. And, you know, people will have seen that we had created a partnership with Macrofab, you know, a manufacturing company out of Houston that does kind of like, you know, they have elastic manufacturing capabilities, they would say it, right? They have a network of fabricators and EMS behind them, you know, to whom jobs can be distributed. And Macrofab is going to participate as well in helping us to kind of craft the agenda for that. So like you said, it's still pretty wet cement, but we will mm-hmm. have education tracks where people, as before, can get some product training. There'll be the opportunity for them to participate in the IPC committee meetings and sessions as well. The core sort of like PCB content that really is created by our end users, right? This isn't all Altium. It's actually very little Altium speaking to users. It's user speaking to user, customer speaking to customer. And so a lot of that content is really driven by them, you know, sort of for the user, by the user sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the agenda widens this year so that it is relevant to that, you know, broader process of design and manufacturing. Education opportunities, collaboration opportunities, you know, seeing how other people are doing things in an informal way. This isn't formal training, but, you know, the agenda is largely, you know, going to be focused around that. And, you know, as you suggested, it's still very much forming because it is new for us. I don't even know if it's wet cement. It's sort of like we're mixing the yeah. powder and the water right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's early days yet. And I really like what both of you said. Well, Dave, you had mentioned that there's limited budgets. You know, there's a drive to get the design out. You both have said that. But if they're only going to get, if design engineers are only going to get budget for one event, you know, they're going to go stay in their siloed area of top interest, what might be design. And I think IPC is moving towards creating more design content, and we're moving towards design, you know, building and more manufacturing supply chain, you know, corollary stakeholders. So we're kind of both moving to the middle. So if you get one budget, just tack a day on or something. And then I think that enables sort of that reach, or at least that's what I'm hoping. And the other thing I like that you said, Ted, and sort of what you're saying, even though we're being a little bit vague, because it's vague right now, but I think it's a time to sort of save the date, start asking for the budget, and that's why I wanted to get you on. But what I like about what you're both saying is we're not being overly prescriptive in your experience here. What we're doing together is setting the table. Here's the buffet, self-select, get at the table, start having conversations, start learning. Start, you know, selecting the pieces that are most relevant to you. And I think our job is to get all the best stuff sort of in the, We set the table, we put the best stuff sort of in the buffet line. And then we've often called that the All Team Live magic, because really the magic is created when these communities and these conversations start to happen. And it's so delightful to be part of setting that table and just seeing what comes out of it. And I think that's sort of what you're both saying, which I think is a really exciting opportunity. Well, the last thing I wanted to wrap up here with you is I'm going to give you both an opportunity for a little pitch. You know, Dave, Ted, why should people attend IPC Apex Expo? Ted, why should people attend Altium Live? And where are the opportunities you see before, as we wrap up kind of in conclusion? Dave, I'm going to put you in the hot seat first.
Sounds good, Judy. Thanks. And so we've been talking about this for, I guess, a couple months as we have been trying to put these plans and this collaboration together. And it's exciting because this is kind of the first step of IPC and Altium working. We have more plans down the line, and this January event will be our first. And I think it gives us an exciting opportunity to kick things off. From a standpoint of the event, IPEX is the largest electronics manufacturing trade show in North America. And so if you're here and you want to see the biggest and the best, then come to San Diego. Let's get out from behind our chairs and we'll be face to face, and that will be exciting. We do have, and I would encourage any designer that's coming in for Altium Live to try and catch a standards meeting. See how this is not, it's not magic. It's hard work, and it's subject matter experts, and you'll see these are actually people making the decisions. It's not IPC deciding this in a back room. These are industry participants coming from many OEMs and fabricators working together to try and create standards that can help their companies be more effective. So trying to provide opportunities for education. I think we have plenty of opportunities to collaborate on that. Get to the show floor, of course, and enjoy your time there as well.
Well, I love that, of course, near and dear to my heart, as I said early on. I'm so sorry to our listeners. I neglected to mention early on that Altium Live is going to be a hybrid event. So we will have in-person attendance, but we are also going to live stream this globally. So if you can't get the budget, you have health concerns, whatever, don't worry. We're gonna give you as much a taste as if you were there as possible, and we're planning exciting things in the background. Okay, Ted, your turn. Let's hear, what say you? If you could say to our community ecosystem, why should you attend, and what's it gonna do for your career?
Yeah, what would you say? Very similar to what Dave said, and in the sense that, you know, this isn't a group of people sort of like sitting in corporate chairs deciding what's going to be in there. This is actually the people of our community, our users who drive the agenda, who drive the content, and that, in my opinion, ensures that it's going to be meaningful, it's going to be relevant, and it's going to be valuable, because it's not about anyone selling something to you. It really is for the benefit of the people who are there to improve their skills, to learn something new, to connect with people they haven't connected with before. And it's all about, you know, really advancing in your career. And, you know, I guess I would say that I just think that this, in my opinion, you know, Altium Live relative to other events that are focused on design and kind of centered around design tools, this is the key thing. It isn't a selling event. And, you know, our philosophy is to be user-centric. As a company, that's our philosophy. And certainly with this event, it's sort of like the centerpiece of that philosophy in many ways. To make it user-centric, to ensure that it's valuable to them, and not focus on it being valuable to us, if you will. And, you know, we know that we benefit when we do good things for our community. And Altium Live, I think, You know, I think we've proven that. I mean, this is how many years running now, Judy? I think our fourth year of Altium Live. And we've never strayed from that mission from the start. And I know that our users very much appreciate it. They tell us that time after time, and that the content has been valuable to them, that they appreciate that they don't have someone trying to sell them something. So it really is, you know, an opportunity to learn, grow, advance in their career through through not just the formal training, but through the interactions that they have with others who are you know, doing the same kinds of jobs as them. And now, via co-locating with IPC, the opportunity to learn from and engage with others who don't have the same role, but who have to, you know, work with people just like them, and know where all of the pitfalls and difficulties and everything lie, so that they can together kind of tackle those problems.
Well, thank you both. This is why I get out of bed in the morning. This is what drives me. This user centricity, just the trajectory of my career has made me feel very empathic towards the challenges of design engineers. Plus, it's so inspiring to see what they do. And I love that both organizations are sort of moving. Certainly, we have our business goals, but also sort of an altruistic way is that we know when the industry wins, that we win, you know, independently as organizations, but also collectively. I think the industry's better. And thank you both. It has been a joy and a privilege, really, to work with you both and be part of this conversation, not only in the podcast, but as we think through ways to make this really valuable to both communities. So thank you so much to you both for sort of getting behind this vision, serving up this vision. And I hope you'll come back when we don't have to be so high level, and we'll have more exciting things to roll out that are more concrete and continue to inspire people to sign up.
Happy to do so. Thanks, Judy. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And thanks, David, for participating with us in all of these things.
Well, in closing, I just want to say we've been tossing around this fun idea about, you know, there's always the DFM, DFA is the design for, and there's a million of those things, DFX. But the thing that I like that I think we're actually executing against in this event is we start talking about designing with manufacturing. I think that that applies to both Altium Live's theme of connect and the digital transcendence, right? So we do that live and we do it digitally. And I think that we're really putting some flesh on the bone of sort of this intangible concept of designing with manufacturing. So I'm really looking forward to everything you guys are serving up and that we're working on together. So to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us and joining Ted Pawella and David Bergman of IPC. I hope you enjoyed this glimpse into what we're working on in the background. We look forward to being with you next time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a subscribe, comment, tell us what you're thinking about. We will see you next week. Until then, stay healthy, stay safe, and always remember to stay on track.